Let's take a look at a claim this morning from some Boston University researchers who say they can now predict with 77% accuracy if someone will live as long as 100 years. They may not stay forever young, but they're going to live a century. The New England Centenarian Study at Boston Medical Center says they have pinpointed what they might call the centenarian gene. Joining us now is the director of the study, Dr. Thomas Pearls. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
You know, we've heard a lot of claims about genetic codes and genetic triggers and genetic markers for various traits. How confident are you that this is, first of all, an absolute sort of causal trait, if it is or if it's not? And what can we do with this information?
Well, as you said, it was 77% accuracy. So there's certainly nothing absolute causal about this. Simply, I think the best thing we can say from the work we've done is that genetics seems to be playing a very important role, which is not necessarily something people didn't know before. It runs really strongly in families. But we think we've done a pretty good job on isolating a group of about 70 genes marked by about 150 different markers along the entire human genome or DNA that do a good job of differentiating centenarians from our population controls.
Any sense of the mechanism here? Would the gene indicate that a set of triggers on aging maybe are not turned on or not turned off as a result of having this gene? Mm-hmm. Is it about the immune system? Is it a predisposition to resist certain kinds of diseases, say cancer, for instance?
Well, more generally, we found something pretty interesting in that we had long thought that centenarians have to avoid or not have what we call disease-associated genes, because if you had those, then how could you get to 100? But when we compared the centenarians to our population subjects, they had about the same number of these disease-associated variants. So we think what is making the big difference is what we call these longevity-associated variants. They may be genetic variants that are actually protective. They could slow down aging, and they could cancel out these disease-associated variants that lots of people seem to have.
And it's, you know, it's a scientific mystery. It's also a mystery to 102-year-old Elsa Hoffman, who spoke on this program a little while ago describing her sort of mystery as to why she lives so long. Doctor, listen to this.
No one in my family has ever reached 90. And then when I reached 90, I thought, this is the epitome. But then it got to be 95 and 100 and now 102. Right. 100 seems to be almost normal now.
You know, Dr. Pearls, what she's saying, a lot of people believe that, you know, lifespans are increasing. We all sort of think we're going to live to 100 because people are living longer. But you say no. In fact, without this genetic marker, you're not likely to end up like dear Elsa there.
Actually, about 25%, I said 77%, so maybe 23%
right,
of the centenarians did not have these signatures. And that may be because they we didn't have the right genetic markers. We only studied a subset of what's out there. There's a lot not known. And environmental factors, lifestyle habits, certainly are playing a really important role. So for sure, there's a segment of the centenarians where genetics may not be playing as big a role. The other really interesting thing is that if you look at the general population, about 17% of the population did have these genetic signatures. So I think you're also right in that a much larger proportion of the population than we thought have at least the genetic predisposition to get to 100 or older.
Are we seeing here possibly a sign of human evolution at work in that humans didn't live, you know, past 60 or 70 for much of human civilization? And now it becoming much less rare, what we're seeing are the people who are likely to survive these long lifespans. And say 200 years from now, are we going to see a higher number of people in the population who maybe have this genetic marker?
Well, first of all, it's really complex. So it's not just one marker,
sure,
but many. It's a lot of gene-gene interaction, a lot of interaction with our lifestyle environment. And In fact, Jim Vopel, who's a really wonderful, what we call biodemographer in Germany, had an article in The Lancet about a year ago who said that half of French girl babies born today would live to be 100. And I thought that was a bit optimistic, but our finding that 17% of the population has a genetic predisposition is still pretty amazing to me. The reason we don't have 17% of our population being centenarians now is because these are people born around 1900, when people died of a lot of different things, particularly in infancy. And now we have many, many more people being able to grow old, to live through that fairly dangerous period of time, to kind of fulfill the promise of their genes.
Now, Doc, you sound like a smart guy, and I'm sure you're a healthy person there if you're working up there in Cambridge. A lot of runners, a lot of rowers there in Cambridge. Did you check yourself? Do you have this gene?
I haven't. I am tempted. I'm kind of interested in what my children have because I have a 102-year-old great-grandmother in my family, so I'm a little interested. And that does speak to the fact, unlike this wonderful lady that you just had a recording of, if you have some longevity in your family, this stuff does run very strongly in one's family. You probably don't need the test to guess that there's something going on that's promising in your genes.
Well, good to know. Dr. Thomas Pearls, director of the New England Centenarian Study at Boston Medical Center, which concludes that 77% of people who live to 100 have a specific genetic marker. Doctor, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
He didn't check himself. He's tempted, though.
Yeah. How long do you think that's going to last?
Yeah, he'll probably go check himself
now.
Yeah,
like 5 minutes.